Okay, we're back to going out 52 to Nevada test site.
Yeah.
And like I was explaining, some of the fellows volunteered. That's one thing I learned real early, never volunteer. But they volunteered to drive a couple of the 2.5-ton trucks out there with some of the equipment in it, and not realizing with those open air canvas coated and how cold it was going to be up around the Mojave area up there, they were very very uncomfortable in February. But they had because we were there for the long range, we were bivouacked, or not bivouacked, but we lived in units over in Camp Mercury, Nevada.
Right.
Now these units were up on platforms, and they were 4x8 sheets of plywood around the lower half, and then the top roof was canvas roof.
Okay.
And we lived in there on bunks. And
how was that? How were those living conditions?
They were, you know, it wasn't the Waldorf Astoria, but you know, being military, they did not, never did promise a rose garden,
yeah.
But we survived. Like I was explaining earlier, we would get up early in the morning before daylight, and I was fortunate. I always seemed to try to, no matter where I was stationed, if I had terra firma under my feet, I always seemed to have a part-time job. So I worked at the old slop chute. And they had, in the evenings, that's where all the contractors and everybody met for a cold beer.
Okay.
And a hot dog, hamburger, or whatever.
Okay.
So I got myself a part-time job in the evenings there, because we had tropical hours, and we work out in the field for so many hours, and usually by noon we were, that was it, the day
yeah.
was over, because it was just getting too hot. So I had time in the afternoon, the evenings, and I could go up there and work. And a lot of the guys, they would go in town and gamble.